Okay, nice little funky track I done found on YouTube. Y'all know that's my channel. I'm feeling good today, y'all. As you see. But this my norm. Right. Yo, this funky, y'all. Let me tell you who it is. I'm listening to Bohemian Calm on YouTube. This one is a groove that feels like a night on the town. Oh, no wonder. Jazzy R&B lounge mix. Date night and chill vibes. Okay. This is a nice one, though. You hear it. Uh-huh. What? All right. Hey, girl. Hey. It's Tiffany Noel here. Thank you so much for stopping by my channel, clicking on my podcast, wherever you're hearing this message. Thank you for your support. This is from Tiffany with Love, and it is from the bottom of my heart that I create these recordings, this podcast. Again, wherever you're hearing this video recording at, I thank you for your support. This track is so funky. I really love music. For all my new people, for all my subscribers, thank you for your support. For everybody coming back in, thank you. And listen, guys, I don't care if you never subscribe, if you never like a video, if you never comment, but the fact that you're listening to the message that I'm putting out here is my main goal. Alright, I don't do this for likes, comments, or subscribers. I do it for shares. You can share it. Tell people about it. Bring them aboard. The next time you look at a podcast, listen to a recording. But the benefit is for you. Okay? I'm on my journey, as you can see. This is my norm. This is where I live at. This is my zone. I wake up feeling good. Meditating. Exercising. Cleansing my body. I had some, what I had this morning? Cucumber juice. Then back on my juicing. Because I had stopped for a minute. But I'm back on my juice, and I had some cucumber juice. The other day I had celery juice. Great benefits in those juices. Incorporate those into your diets. If you like juicing, you know, to each his own. Google the benefits. You know, Google is my friend. So I'm just stepping by to say, hey, I know we're on this self-love journey. We're healing in each and every way that we can daily. Okay, because this journey never stops. It's not going to be a time or a day that you're not going to be you. You know what I'm saying? So it is no day, no time or days that we take breaks on this journey. Yeah, you'll get tired. No, you're not going to do every single thing that you want to do every single day. Understand that. And be okay with that, though. We should be at the part in the journey where we're okay with what we don't accomplish in a 24-hour period. Again, it's only 24 hours. Look at your to-do list. You're one person. Come on now. If you accomplish anything on that list, I want you to celebrate it. Hello. Yes. Make your list. Go down it. Check off what you can each day, but don't beat yourself over the head about what you can't get done. If you have a deadline, of course, prioritize accordingly. You know, and work diligently towards it. Again, don't beat yourself over the head for what you can't get done. Because whatever is supposed to happen will happen, people. Okay, we can't rush our timeline. We can't rush time. So we should not be rushing. Okay? Slow down. Enjoy the scenery. Enjoy the view. Take the scenic route. You know what I'm saying? You'll get there. You'll get there. As long as you're working towards it, as long as you're going in that direction towards your goal, you will get there. Just know that. All right. I do know that we are loving ourselves because you're still rocking with me. If you're hearing this video, you've been with me from the start. You are really, really dedicated to yourself. And I love you for that. I appreciate you for that. You're supporting me. Yeah, I thank you. But I love you for being dedicated to yourself. Finding out who you are. Becoming one with self. And you know that makes you a better person for everybody that you come into contact with, though. You know? You'll be able to handle them more maturely. The way that you should be at that time. You know, everybody's happy. You're communicating better. You're understanding better. That's very important. You know, to understand what it is that the person is saying to you so you can respond correctly. So, I'm going to say it all the time. Speak for comprehension. Listen for understanding. Right? When you speak, make sure the person, your audience, whoever you're talking to, understands you. And when you're listening, make sure that you are listening and understanding what they are saying. If not, ask questions. Don't act like you understand. Ask questions. Be clear. Get clarity. Say it back to them in your words. You know? And then they'll let you know yes or no. It's not what I meant. That is what I meant. That's a conversation. You sitting there thinking you know what they're talking about. That's not it. That's not going to get it. It's not going to get you anywhere. Might be a problem down the line, honestly. Always be honest and clear in conversation. With business, love, family, friends, strangers. It doesn't matter. What is the point of being dishonest? Again, everything catches up with you. There's good and there's bad karma. Okay? We always want to put good out there so good comes back to us. Mm-hmm. And we're good people. So why wouldn't we put good out there? Why wouldn't good come to us? Definitely come back to us. I understand that goodness may not come from the person that you gave it to. But it'll come back to you. And that's all that matters. Again, there's good and bad karma. That is considered your good karma. Your blessing. I need you to pay attention to everything around you guys. Why things happen. Nothing is an accident. There are no coincidences. You end up where you are every day because you're supposed to. So pay attention to everything around you. If you have a pattern, a routine, and for some odd reason you keep getting thrown off of this routine, getting thrown off of this pattern, pay attention to why. What's throwing you off the pattern? What's throwing you off the routine? If you could correct it, correct it. If you can't, pay attention and look at the reason and understand it for what it is. Then adjust accordingly. You may need a new route. You may need a new routine. And you never know what you'll find along this new route. You'll never know what you'll discover about yourself with this new routine. Be open to change, guys. Ladies. You know, I put a post up the other day on Facebook. My Facebook name is M'lady Noel. It was two sentences. It says, why is this happening to me? And it was a line drawn through it. And underneath it, it was another sentence. It said, what is this teaching me? And that spoke so loudly to me. And I was like, oh, I got to repost this. I think I got it from YouTube, if I'm not mistaken. But I did repost it onto my Facebook page. I don't think I put it on IG. But, yeah. Don't get out of the victim mindset. Nothing happens to you because of this. No, everything happens for a reason. Everything is a learning experience. You're supposed to learn. What am I supposed to learn from this? What I'm here for a reason. Look around. Pay attention. Be quiet. That's when you really find understanding and silence. Observe. You understand the smartest people are the most quietest people? There's a reason for that. They know when to speak. They know when to be quiet. They're listening for a reason. When you get more in touch with your spiritual side, yourself, your oneness, your energy. Yeah. When you learn how to balance your energy, when you recognize your energy, okay, you'll understand and recognize other energies around you. You come into different frequencies and things of that nature. I'm trying not to go too deep, y'all. I'm really into astrology, so that's how come I can really explain life a lot easier now. And the more and more I go about it daily, I am picking up more and more things and understanding how things work, so to speak, quote unquote. So, when you understand your energy, it'll help you understand all the energies around you, because everything around you is an energy, guys. So getting your energy balanced is very important. Understanding your energy, knowing how powerful your energy is very important. It is. Because you don't know where to go and where not to go. Who to go around, who not to go around. What you need to be doing and what you know you should not do at all ever in life. Yes, that's serious. So, that's why I main reason I created this podcast is for you to start loving on yourself. When you start loving on yourself, that's when you'll discover these things. You'll discover these characteristics, these qualities about your human side. Getting in touch with your spiritual side. It's really cool. You know, I hope I'm not, making you confused or anything, but it's really cool. If you tap more into your spiritual self, and that's just your energy, your inner goddess, your inner God, okay? If you could tap into that, you could tap into a whole lot of other energies. It's a lot of things I'm not going to get off into, but you could do with energy. As I stated in a previous video, I do understand Reiki. I've studied it. I've known about it for over 20 years. But I've been lately revisiting the Reiki attunements, hand placements, and things of that nature. Just touching myself up on it. No, nothing has changed about it whatsoever. And what Reiki is, for those who are not aware, it is, you're basically working with your energy, or somebody else's, because you can do it on other people, and you're helping balance their chakras. You're releasing trapped energy. You're basically helping align them. Now, you're not doing it with your energy. You're using theirs. You're moving their energy around. You understand me? In their body, they may have some illnesses, some disease or something. You can heal them with Reiki. It won't be Reiki alone. You can add it to the treatment plan that they're on. Just definitely look into it for medical purposes. Look into what their medical treatment is before you practice a Reiki session on someone. And please get professional training before you practice a Reiki session on someone. Please, 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 and please. Okay, yes, you can hurt somebody, pretty much, to answer any questions, yes, you can hurt somebody, especially if they're undergoing medical treatment. That's why I say you practice on yourself first. Practice on yourself till you're a wizard with it, and then still get some professional training before you try someone else. Again, you're coming into contact with someone else's energy. So you definitely want to know what you're doing, and you definitely want to be comfortable with that. Okay? It's not, again, it's definitely medical, because you're working with their energy. Okay? No, we're not doing surgery, but kind of, sort of, on the spiritual side. So that's why I said, yeah, you can hurt someone doing Reiki if you don't know what you're doing. Alright? Look into it, guys. R-E-I-K-I. Reiki. Very interesting. It's the art of hands-on healing. Reiki. What is it? Life force balance. And I forgot the breakdown of Reiki. But it's just life force balance. And yes, you're balancing out your chakras. Their chakras. Your chakras. Because you do it on yourself. It is therapeutic. It is healing, of course, because you're balancing out your chakras. So look into it, please. Add it to your spiritual routine, your daily routine. Do it a couple of times a week on yourself to help balance you, for grounding exercises. For grounding, rather. You could do a Reiki session before, and then you ground after. Okay? Look into it, guys. It's really, really, really dope. I like it. You know, I'm all about self-help, self-love, anything that's about improving yourself, I'm all for it. Reiki is a beautiful technique to have under your belt if you're on this journey, okay? And again, I don't encourage you to do it on other people unless you get professional training. You do what you feel comfortable doing, all right? But you can tell people about it, and they can do it on themselves versus you doing it on them. Tell them about it, you know. We're also, along with Reiki, we're still doing yoga. I haven't done yoga in a while, but I've been stretching a lot, just basic stretching, not no specific yoga pose. So I've been stretching a lot. I did a couple of somatic poses. That was dope. Definitely walking every day. As you guys know, I walk my daughter to the bus stop. She catches public transportation to school. And from there, I walk through my neighborhood. So, you know, I'm walking daily. And I listen to music. I clear my mind. I'm having a good time. I'm always in a good mood. I can honestly say that with things that I got going on. My life is not perfect. It's not dull at all, but you know, I don't let things stress me out. I do what I can do, and then I let it be, you know. And you know, I check back in, you know, when I can and when I need to. But other than that, I try not to stress about too much. And for the most part, I could say I'm doing a really good job. I'm not one to get headaches or anything like that, but I will say I eat a lot of junk food when I'm stressing. I haven't been craving sugar so much as sweets. I've been wanting like fruit, not candy. So I think that's a good thing. That's what I've been ordering. That's what I've been getting, fruit. So little things like that, little changes like that, you'll start to recognize along this journey. Little stuff like that, guys. Celebrate the little things, because those little things are major. Just imagine if I would have went and got some candy every time I wanted some candy. Imagine what my skin would look like. Yeah. Imagine how much weight I would gain before I realized. Yeah. Stuff like that. So I think that's a nice switch. Go from candy to fresh fruit. Yep. So a little stuff like that, guys. I try to keep fresh fruit and vegetables in the house for snacking purposes. Sometimes I do buy cookies. Yes, I still buy cookies, Doritos. What else do we buy? I do vegan snacks as well. And they like those as well. So I try to keep it balanced. I don't keep it like, we ain't vegans. Like, I don't keep it strictly earthly and organic in my home. I try to keep it balanced. As long as they eat the good stuff I give them, I don't mind the bad stuff they eat, because they don't eat it all the time. If that makes sense. Okay. You know, I keep them flushed with minerals. So, you know, that's another reason why I let them eat whatever junk they want to eat. Because again, they take whatever I tell them to take, and they eat all the good foods when I make it as well. So, you know, when you got kids, you got to find a balance, guys. You got to, you know, because you want to keep your household at peace at all times and balanced and happy, you know. So, little stuff like that that I've been doing around here. But I've always been like that with the girls. I cook meals that I know they're going to eat, you know. So, make it easy on me. Shit. But this was just me coming in to say, hey, thank you for your love and support. Thank you for your love and support of yourself. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of us. This journey is not easy. We got a long way to go. And we got a lot to do along the way. So that's why we need to keep our mind right. So our body can follow. As long as we stand on top of that, everything should be good, y'all. Like, for real, think about it. If you ate junk food constantly, didn't exercise, didn't work out, we already know what we would look like. But imagine if, on top of all that, you were stressing about life. Imagine what you would look like. Like, seriously. But look at yourself in the mirror and imagine all of that on you. Mm-mm. And if you feel that's how you look now, you can change it. You can always change. You can always turn your life around, guys. It's never too late. Never, ever, ever too late. A lot of people don't get it together until late in life. And that's cool. It can lead them to the kids. You know? So stay on this journey. It's paying off. It's the glow in you that tells me so. It's the glow in me that tells me so. Take you some selfies. Do a photo shoot. Go outside in the sun. Look how bright you are. Look at your skin. Look at that color pop. Baby, what? I'd love taking pictures now. Because I already know my skin gonna look good. I just gotta make sure my lip gloss popping. Buy me some new ones too. Finally got me some more gloss. But yeah, I'm having a soft day. I'm chilling. It's Wednesday. I'm going to work. Yeah, I'm going to work. I like my job though. Can't say that. So I don't mind going. Again, this is me every day, y'all. I straight be chilling. I haven't had no wine in a while though. And I'm doing really good with that. Yep. Maybe that's what I'm craving. I keep eating fruit. Could be. And I haven't been tempted to order any either. They keep emailing me. Your angel balance is 120. Your angel balance is 189. Naked wines. Oh, I might order. I don't know. But, I want you guys to have a wonderful Wednesday. Yeah, just came to say hi. Checking in. See how you doing. Making sure you're still doing great. Because I know you are. I hope all your days is nice and cool and relaxed like mine. You know, for the most part. As laid back, as easy as they could be for you. It's a winning Wednesday. It's a wonderful Wednesday. It's hump day. Do what you want with that. Until we speak again, girlfriend, bruh, be well.